Hi, welcome to the Animation Hub. My name's Sean, and today we're going to have a look at how to use Movie Render Graph to render out shots and layers. So we got this cool Agora project here. We're going to grab a shot of this big guy kind of ripping the doors apart, and then it's this cat looking that he comes jumping out of the way here. So let's go over here, and if you right-click and go to Cinematics, go to Movie Render Graph, you can name it whatever you want. Here, and let's double click and let's have a look real quick in Movie Render Graph. Here we go. So a lot of these nodes and things should look pretty familiar. If you're used to the Movie Render Graph kind of legacy config, a lot of this stuff is in here. In Movie Render Graph, we just kind of exposed a lot of the more common settings that people are going to want to use, like warm-up settings, game overrides, game output settings, you know, where you can change where you render to, what sort of resolution. Just in the interest of time, we're not going to go over every single one. You can find a lot of videos and documentation out there on that. So Movie Render Graph itself, you have your render globals, and then you have your actual layers here. So here is one example layer. The first thing that we're going to do is we're going to just drag this apart here and give ourselves some room. We're going to delete this. We don't want to render JPEGs. Let's do EXRs here for now. And now in Movie Render Graph, there's this notion of collections and modifiers. Collections are just groupings of actors in your level, right? So if you pull here, start typing collection, you'll see this collection. And then you add a condition group. And there are multiple ways how you can grab actors in your level. You can grab it by layer, you can grab it by tag, you can grab it by type, you can grab it by sub level. Here, we're gonna do it by actor name, where you're just typing. So we're just gonna hit a star here. And that's just gonna grab every actor in our level. So we can control everything. Now the name is very important because everything in the graph concatenates from left to right, from input to output. So if you would have multiple collections named no name, and they were all different, whatever the last one is, it's just gonna concatenate down and it's just gonna take the last one. And that's what's gonna be no name when you go into output. So make sure to give your collections a name. So we're just gonna go C, all here. Now let's have a look at what a modifier is. So if you go modifier, disconnect this for now. So what you do is you feed in a collection and then you mess with it per layer. So you see is hidden, cache shadow as well, hidden, effect indirect, hold out. So it's the same as if you were to just grab beta here and just set them to hold out. So hold out will be, it will render black in the primary rays, but it will still be visible to shadows and it'll be visible to reflections and refractions and GI. Effect indirect while hidden is if you have it hidden like this, do you want that to still be in your Lumen scene with reflections and GI? And the same thing with hidden shadows. Do you want it to cast shadows? So for this scene, we're going to render our set and our background in one layer. We'll render Beta here, the big guy, in another. We'll render Gamma, which is the cat thing, in another. And then maybe these cool 2D effects that they're doing in a fourth layer. So we need to make collections for all of these. So let's copy paste here. Pull this, we're gonna name this C, beta, and let's get beta here, it's named beta. And if you ever wonder if you got the right thing in your layers, pick something else. If you select this little arrow thing or hit this little arrow thing, it'll select whatever this is. And now let's get gamma. Move this over. And now we're going to want to get all of our effects here. So let's name this the effect. And the effects are called, so we see dust, we see sparks, and then the 2D effects is just this proj 2D effect. So here, star dust, star sparks, and then star great. So we have all of our collections. Now we're going to use these collections to hide things, unhide things, make things visible and make things not visible. The one thing we want to do is go back into this all. And we probably don't want to be turning on and off our lighting layer by layer because we want it all to be lit and shadowed and everything the same way. So what you can do is you can add another condition group. And instead of putting this to add, you can subtract, meaning whatever you put in here is going to subtract from this collection. So we're going to flip this over here to factor type. And then here, let's type light. And we want to grab all of our lights. So point light, skylight, rec light, spotlight. So we're going to leave all of our lighting alone, basically. So now we're going to start making our layers. This is what your render frames are going to be called. So let's just name this BG. Pull this over here. Drag this. And again, you need to name these uniquely. So let's go M, BG, hold out here. So this is going to be everything that we want held out in the BG layer. So we're going to grab beta and we're going to grab gamma and we're going to set those to hold out. And then now let's go grab our effects. And since these are additive effects, we're just going to turn these off. So we're going to set hold out to off and is hidden to on. So we want to hide them. We want to cast shadows while they're hidden. And we want to affect indirect while they're hidden. So we want them to be in the lumen scene. And go ahead and plug that in. And that layer is done. So now what we want to do is we want to make a beta layer. We want to make a gamma layer. And now we also an effects layer. So what you can do is you can just pull off and drag up here and it'll automatically make the outputs for you. Very handy. And then here, oh, remember we didn't name this. All right, so biz off. And now let's just copy and paste some of this stuff for the sake of time. So now this would be beta. Hold out. So we want gamma and everything else held out in the beta layer, and we want the effects turned off, but still influencing lighting on him, mainly GI. Since we're turning all off here, now remember, beta is a part of that all group, or beta, beta. Let's do this. I'm in here and then beta is on. And we're going to turn hold out off. And we're going to say is it. So let's. Here we go. So just walking through this, we turned everything to hold out. We made sure that beta was not held out and is turned on. And now we have the effects turned off so that it can still influence lighting, but not be part of the actual rendered scene. And we just want to do the same thing now for gamma. We'll pull down here, pull this off. We're going to switch this to gamma. Switch gamma over to beta for the holdout. Same thing here. Gamma. There's our gamma layer. And now we just want to do our effect here. Pull this down. So effect pulled out. And that's just going to be everything. And then now we just want to make sure that our effects are on. Let's take is hidden off. These stuff you can find. It doesn't need to be overridden. There we go. So now we have our four layers. If you hit save, and let's bring our movie render queue back over here. Pull this down, switch this over to movie render graph. And now let's load our graph. There we go. And if we hit render, we should see four layers rendering. So now we see beta knocking out the background. We see gamma here, see beta on its own layer. We see our effects layer here. Now, if we open Nuke, and we bring everything in, let's switch this over to plus. And we can have a look. Now we see beta here. We see gamma jumping out. We have a look at the individual layers. You see that everything's holding out, but it's still shadowing and it's still reflecting. Let's have a look at our effects here. You see the effects here still have emission. And we've split everything out into layers that we can mess with individually in comp. So hopefully that was informative and helpful. Please check out the details of this video for more information.